That's coming up, starting with my new friend, Gracie Thomas from Penn State Fawn. Hi, Gracie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Gracie is with the, I guess, organizing committee for Penn State Dance Marathon. So, Gracie, let's start from scratch. Our favorite popular opening question is, tell us about you. What class are you in? Maybe what are you studying? What do you do with Fawn? Tell us about you.
Awesome. Yeah. So I'm Gracie. I'm originally from Grove City, Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, a little small town. I'm a fourth year student here majoring in public relations, and I'm also on the public relations committee for Thawne. So my role here is influencer outreach for Thawne. So I get to work with the press like you guys, but I also get to work with any content creators in the area or maybe in Pennsylvania to try to spread Thawne's mission as far as we can get it.
Gracie, I'm kind of old, okay? Don't go there. Don't do that. I'm continually amazed by this event. All right? I mean, now you're a senior, you said. I mean, did you start doing stuff, I don't know, when you got here as a freshman? I mean, have you been involved all 4 years? What's your involvement with Thawn, like long term?
Yes. So I actually did get involved as soon as I got here. I didn't really know what it was because it wasn't like I didn't have a mini-thon in my high school. We do those a lot across the state. I didn't have one, so I didn't really know what it was, but I had just heard about it and knew I wanted to get involved. So I was on a rules and regulations committee my freshman year, which basically just offsets the cost of security for Thawne. So we try to help out in any way that we can during Thawne weekend to ensure the safety of the BJC and everyone involved there. So that was my freshman year. And then for the past 2 years before I became a captain, I was on a production committee, and we create videos for Thawne and spreading Thawne's mission in that way. The recap video that's played every year at the end of Thawne weekend, so a lot of good digital content and stuff like that.
So you've been busy. Yeah, you've been very busy. Okay. Now, Gracie, for folks who somehow don't know, what is Thawne? Give us whatever you want. The history, what is this thing, what's the whole purpose, what's the deal, what is Thawne?
So Thawne is a student-run philanthropy where we raise funds to help children and families impacted by childhood cancer. We also offer emotional support throughout the year, and we really get close with our families and get to know them as well. Four Diamonds is the sole beneficiary, and they run out of the Hershey Hospital. So, that's what it is. And then coming up in a little less than it starts on Friday, so it's today. Thursday? Is it Wednesday?
Oh.
Gracie is so busy, she
doesn't know what day it is. Okay,
man.
It's a week from tomorrow, right?
It's Thursday today. Yeah. It starts on Friday next week. But it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we stand for 46 hours straight, no sitting, no sleeping, raising money for the kids.
Well, no, wait a minute. You don't stand, you move, right?
Yeah, you get to stand, you get to dance, you get to move about, but no sitting, no sleeping. We have a lot of fun things happening, like the pep rally, where the student athletes from Penn State get to have a little competition, you know, singing, dancing, whatever they want to do. We have the national act that comes every year, and it's a secret, so I can't tell you who it is, but I don't even know myself. But just a super exciting time. We have, you know, the kids' fashion show, things always going on the stage to keep our dancers entertained and, you know, excited.
Kendrick Lamar, ladies and gentlemen, right after the Super Bowl halftime show. Here he is. Folks, no. Okay, well, we don't, you seriously don't know?
I can tell you it's not Kendrick Lamar, but I don't know who it is.
Shoot. Oh, it was a good try. Okay. How many people are involved?
So there's over 16,000 student volunteers, and there's about over 300 captains, I believe. So my role is like a captain, and it's just someone with a little bit more of responsibility. And then we have 16 directors and one executive director, and they're all students.
I mean, how about the dancers? Is there a number? How many people there?
Oh, hundreds of dancers. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but there are hundreds of dancers, hundreds of student orgs that come and support their dancers, because every org has at least, not every org, but every org who chooses to participate in Thawne has at least one dancer. So
now, did you mention, have you been a dancer? I mean, have you ever done this?
No, so I've never danced, but I've had several friends who have danced, and I've just always worked internally for Thawne, but there are opportunities where you can be a Thawne volunteer or a captain and still dance for your organization.
All right. My oldest daughter, Allison, was a dancer. 11 years ago, I guess it was now. And at the time, I thought, you're out of your mind, all right? You're going to stay awake for like 40. Well, it's more. The event is 46 hours, correct? Now, obviously, you don't wake up and then start dancing, and then 46 hours later, you're kind of out like a light. So somebody is awake for, I don't know, 60 straight hours, something like that. What happened? I'm just curious. What happens if somebody tries to sit down? What happens to them?
Yes. So it's just something that, you know, it's situational. We really try to support the dancers in any way that we can. So it's not something that we would ever, like, get upset over. It's just something that, you know, you never know how you're going to handle the weekend. And we just really try to support our dancers in any way that we can.
All right. Ironhead, you got a question there at your end?
Yeah, just the financial impact is obviously significant. Is there a goal this year, or is it just, man, let's just go see how much we can raise this year?
Yeah. Yeah, there's never really a goal. We just try to raise as much money as we can every year. Obviously, we've broken records in years past, but we're really just trying to raise as many funds as we can for the kids and make an impact in any way that we can.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see the way this thing has grown. My cousin danced all the way back when this was in the White Building.
Wow.
So
that is so cool.
Yes, and it was a scene then, but it was to see the way this thing has grown and the impact that it obviously has on the families, and that really, to me, listen, the special performers and all of this, really cool, makes it fun, football team comes out, all of those things are really cool. What drives this thing home is when you see the kids and their families out there, the kids with cancer, and you see the direct impact and the smiles on their faces. I mean, that is every year if you are a human being, it just rips at your heart, and it is just that cool moment of, oh man, this is really something bigger than any of us.
Yeah, absolutely. All the families that come, they always talk and forget about what they've gone through and really just celebrate their children and their journey so far. So seeing all the different families on the floor throughout the weekend during, you know, the really fun times and during some of the quieter hours when they're just supporting their dancers through the tougher hours, it's really inspiring. And I just can't wait to see them again next weekend.
It's Thursday, Gracie. It's okay. It's Thursday, early morning. Oh, wait till she gets out in the real world. Holy moly. Okay.
Oh, it doesn't get any better, I got to tell you.
Yeah, that's true.
The days start running together even more.
The Four Diamonds Fund gets the money, and they're tied with the Hershey Medical Center. Is that where I'm always wondered, where do you make the connections with these families? Is it all through Hershey Med Center and so on, or is it just people from everywhere that somehow get connected and they show up and dance, not dance, but, you know, with the dancers and so on? Where do you get the connections with these folks?
Yeah, so it is through the Hershey Medical Center in Pennsylvania, and then Four Diamonds is their sole beneficiary, so they kind of work together and pair Thawne with families, so it's like a mutual relationship. I don't know all the nitty-gritty details, but that's what I do know.
Now, I should have looked this up and I didn't. Last year, $14 million, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I want to say almost $16 million.
Gracie, dumb question maybe. Where's this money come from? Now, Jeff and I are kind of old, okay? We can remember the canners. We remember kids with cans, literally, like, at the corner of College and Allen or someplace, and they'd have a can, and people would put money in the can. Then, unfortunately, some things happened. They got rid of the canning. Where does all this money come from? This is a staggering amount of money.
Yeah, so each student volunteer and anyone who's involved in Thawne through an org, we all have donor drives, which is where you can donate on behalf of, like I have a donor drive, my parents can donate too, and it's credited to the Public Relations Committee. So I'm constantly, you know, texting family and friends, just being like, hey, would you like to donate? So we do it that way. We also have a lot of the donation boxes in businesses downtown and anywhere across Pennsylvania. If students want to, you know, put them in their hometown or things like that, we have corporate donors. We have a lot of fundraisers fundraisers that go on throughout the year that org sponsor, just a lot of different ways to fundraise. We're really creative. Kids every year come up with new ideas on how to fundraise. So there's really just a lot going on, and it starts in July. So our fiscal year starts in July, and it goes, you know, through Thon weekend. So it's not like we get here in August or, you know, beginning of September and start fundraising. We start in the summer. So,
I mean, we talk about Penn State a lot, obviously, in this show. It's right here. We've talked about the Commonwealth campuses a lot, like what's going to happen with them and all that sort of thing. Commonwealth campuses are connected with those things too, right?
Yeah, Commonwealth campuses also have dancers, so they come up from all the different Commonwealths and dance, and they fundraise throughout the year. So, yeah, we have everyone all over the state fundraising, you know, and there might be family and friends outside the state that fundraise as well. So,
I mean, I just, and this is the key thing. Okay, here's a question, right? Obviously, you're a student. You're with a group of students. The thought is, well, there must be, you know, so-called adults that must be making decisions here about this, that, and the other thing. Is there, what is adult, I'm using the term adult, what is adult involvement there, or is it literally all student-run? You guys make all the calls.
I know that we do have, you know, a faculty member who is an adult, you know, works for the school, but other than that, it is all student-run. Like, our executive committee, they're all students, and then it just goes down from there, freshman through senior, fifth years, everything.
And I'm guessing there's a line to be one of those people, isn't it? Or do you, or is it, I mean, you're devoting a lot of time. You don't know what day this is, so there we got that, okay. I think there is, am I right? There's a line of people that want to get involved with this thing.
There is an application process. So like I said, I applied my freshman year not really knowing what it was. And you kind of just say, you know, why are you interested in Thon? Why do you Thon? What are your passions? How do you work with, you know, team members and things like that. So there is an application process, but we're really just looking for anyone who's passionate about Thon and wanting to help out the community and, you know, be devoted to our mission.
All right, final question. I'm assuming every year there's something new. I don't know, some new wrinkle, some new song, some new, well, there is a new song, right? Every year there's,
yeah, every year we have a new line dance, and it really talks about, you know, what went on throughout, it'll be 2024, and it talks about all the different events that go on, not just at Penn State, but in the world, and different pop culture things, different, you know, strides that Penn State is making, different strides that Thon is making, and yeah, so there's new lyrics, completely new dance. I have actually not seen it or done it yet, so I'm excited to be surprised Thon weekend.
God forbid, they're not going to do the Donald Trump dance, are they? No, they're not going to do that, are they?
I mean, I don't think so, but you know, you never know.
Well, Gracie, now this starts not tomorrow, next, yeah, well, and it, you should be. I mean, like, this is a stunning event. Oh, actually, there's a question. All right, this is next weekend, Jordan Center. What if somebody just wants to come and watch? Can they do that?
Absolutely can. We have, you know, spectator stands that you can stand in and watch everything happen. You can go online to find out more information, thon.org. But yeah, anyone is welcome. It's the 21st through the 23rd, and we're just super excited to have everyone and anyone who wants to come.
Now let's get specific. Kickoff time and ending time. Do you know what that is?
So dancers stand at 6 p.m. on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not in charge of the timeline, but I think that's it. And then, they sit at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
And again, that's two overnight periods, and that's when I would be just boom, right down, you know? Would that be accurate? I mean, during the date, now granted, it's in the Jordan Center, so it's not like there's giant windows with sunshine and so on, but I'm thinking during the overnight hours, that's when things get challenging, right?
Yeah, there's definitely tougher points than others during the weekend, but we really try to give the dancers so much support through pairing them with committee members that help them throughout the weekend. They also have different passes where their family and friends can come visit them, chat with them, walk around, play games. There's really just a lot going on through every hour to help keep them entertained, energized, and help them remember why they're there.
Well, Gracie, good luck to you and the group. Again, this is an absolutely stunning event. I mean, there, to your knowledge, there isn't anybody, any other place out there, I don't know, another college, university that's doing anything like this. None that I know of.
I know that there are other universities across the nation that do dance marathons. I don't know if they're quite to this caliber, but they do sort of their own version of things that are similar to Thon, but we're just super excited to, you know, have our own little our own large impact, I should say, in this fight against childhood cancer, and we're just excited to do anything we can.
Well, Gracie, again, we appreciate your time this morning. Now it's Thursday.
Yes, I do.
You know your Thursday schedule, right?
I have it in my Google Calendar. That's what keeps
the Google Calendar.
Gotta keep you straight.
Yep. Welcome to the modern age. Hey, we appreciate your time again. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you so much.